Well, we are back here, and I did not expect to be talking to you in this context. For the first time in 5 years, Alex had a week where he scored less than me in a fantasy football league, and for the first time in give or take 30 years, Alex grew a pair of balls. And while he didn't beat me, it's probably the closest he's going to come. So how you feeling, Alex? How you feeling about everything?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I actually had no idea where we were going with this. But I'm glad to see that you're taking your moral victory as good as Jet fans take their moral victories. So congrats on finally having a week where you scored more points than me in our main league, in our main dynasty league.
You scared? Congrats. Are you nervous? You sound like nervous, buddy. Why are you nervous?
Don't worry about that. There's nothing nervous here. We're just going to keep doing what we always do. Like, I'm still
losing the biggest
trying
game.
No. Who's your league champ?
I think it's you.
Okay, see? So, league champ here. Put some respect on my name first. And then we can talk a bit better. But right now, I'll tell you, I'm not that scared, buddy. I think you're going to lose again. I'm sorry.
See?
Just,
see,
just
when it comes
the way
to
the world
Monday
goes.
Football and you're shaking in your boots. And
there's a few things that we are certain about in this world. So one of them is it's always going to be next year for Trevor Lawrence. It's right around the corner. Two,
of course.
It's always going to be next year for Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm,
right
mm-hmm,
around
mm-hmm.
the corner. Three, Jets fans forever in despair. And four, Angela never beats Alex in the main league. That's just things that we take for granted in life. So
things that we take for
projections are looking nice right now. You are starting a guy that had, let me double check where I say, yeah, that had 15% of the snap shares for the shitty Jags. So that's one of your starters. And you have two guys questionable right now. My team, Clint Bill of Elf, and we move.
And yet somehow you're still going to lose.
I don't know about that, Jim. I'm still trying to remember the last time you beat me in this league, so.
But
it's hard. It's hard remembering things that never happened. But it's okay. I mean, there's a button in our Discord for Angelo did Lulu for a reason, so. But hey, at least the Bengals won. You should be happy, right? I don't think anything bad went on with that game, right? You guys just won fairly well, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty decisive, you know. We
see?
Started down, you know, we couldn't stop the shitty Jags, and then
your QB made a comeback to win the game.
Jamar Chase had a good game. T. Higgins had a touchdown.
See?
Yeah.
And your QB's name starts with a J, so that's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing bad ever happened.
And he had over 2,000 yards. 200 yards, my bad. He had over 200 yards. See?
Over 200.
Things are looking nice. So your confidence level for the rest of the season for the Jags.
I mean, they did go toe-to-toe with the Bengals.
Oh, I wanted to say the Bengals, not the Browns. Your confidence level for the rest of the season with the Bengals.
Oh. Well, if we keep playing backup quarterbacks, we'll be fine.
Okay. So let's just quickly look at the schedule to see if that's a possibility. So this upcoming... Wait, you're going to be playing a backup. You're going to be playing Carson Wentz, so you're
absolutely
good.
Absolutely.
After that, you play Bo Nix.
Basically plays like a backup. He played like a backup.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll of course.
Okay.
Of course. Then you play the Lions.
That one I'm not so happy about.
Okay, okay. Then you play the Packers.
That one I'm not so happy about either.
Then you face the Steelers.
I mean, okay, that's okay. That's basically okay. A backup.
Okay.
Their defense then you actually face ours, and it's twice as expensive.
Then you actually face a backup because you face the Jets.
Okay.
And then you face the Bears.
That's pretty much like playing a backup. We'll get to that later.
Okay, so then you go into the bye. So
and then we'll be fine.
So for what you're telling me, you might just go until the bye. You might just go. No, I think it's over that. You're going 1-2-0, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, 4-2, 5-2. You're going 5-2. So you're going into the bye with Mr. Jake Browning. Absolutely. 7-2.
Yeah. No, nothing could possibly go wrong with all that and with all those predictions.
Nothing at all. Oh, buddy. It's sad for you that when, like, 1 year the defense is shit, but at least you have the QB. Now the defense is still shit, but now you don't even have the QB. So you're going to be watching Jake Browning for most of the season, which is always fun. And apparently
we already won two games, so it's not like we're going to be competing for a top five pick, so...
You're kind of in the limbo.
I don't know. Burrow's going to come back and we're going to win more games at the end of the season. There's no way. But
thing is, he's not coming back until late December.
Yeah, everything will be fine.
Okay. We choose to believe that. I accept. That's okay. Hey, at least he over-targets Joe Burrow.
Jamar Chase?
One thing that... Yeah, Jamar Chase. One thing that I was kind of hoping would happen, because he's still on my bench in our main league, is the Jameis Winston trade. But it's not looking likely since you just signed like two backups off the streak.
That would be great.
Can you imagine Jameis Winston to Jamar Chase? I would just get that stack immediately.
We have the defense to facilitate Jameis Winston just throwing it deep every play.
See?
And the weapons. We'd basically be like that 1 year with the Bucks before they got Tom Brady.
Yeah, basically. You would be the 30-30 Jameis season.
Yeah.
30 touchdowns, 30 picks, baby. That's good enough. Oh, I'm sorry for what has happened to your team.
It's okay, I'm used to it.
Despair is all Bengals fans know.
Yeah, exactly. We can't.
All right.
We can't.
But this was a fun week of football, I think. A lot of high-scoring games. So after a week of very disappointing fantasy scores, a lot of teams just went off. Off the top of my head, again, the Bengals, they scored over 30 points. Jamar Chase went off. T. Higgins had a good game. Chase Brown, not so much, but the rest, all good.
Chase Brown, definitely not so much.
Yeah, Seahawks also scored over 31 on the vaunted Pittsburgh Steelers defense. JSN went off. Cooper Kupp is looking like a solid pick.
Pittsburgh Steelers. And remember when I said the defense? The defense might just be bad for the Steelers.
No. I'm not going to listen to that. When last week I was told that Justin Fields had a great game and he faced the vaunted Steelers defense. So, it's not going to go both ways. I'm sorry. This is what it is.
Right.
But, I mean, Cooper Kupp...
I've heard of both ways.
Had a good game. No. No. You're going to give me my credit. We played great versus a very good defense, as I was told. So, it is what it is. And Kenneth Walker. It's the return of the K-9. So... That looked good. The Ravens, I mean, they're dumb as fuck because, like, not involving Derrick Henry at all. Always fun, especially when you're at the, like, 1 yard line and you're not giving the ball to Derrick Henry.
To be fair, he's doing stuff for the most part.
I mean, they ran, like, to my account, at least six plays at the line of scrimmage or around the five, and they didn't give a ball to Henry, which is just, like, what are we even doing at this point?
You're a Seahawks fan. You're used to seeing stuff like that, so it's all good.
Yeah, but I'm trying to avoid other teams to feel the disappointment of that happening. So, DeAndre Hopkins is apparently the new Mark Andrews. He has the Mark Andrews role, which is he gets two targets, he's going to get a touchdown. Perfect. That's the Mark Andrews role. There you go. Mark Andrews goes into the shadow realm.
You do feel like he's in the shadow realm.
Yeah, I do feel he's droppable in redraft.
It's pretty bad out there.
I mean, it is, but eventually, like, Isaiah Likely is going to be back, so it's getting even worse for Andrews. I'm not sure if it can get worse than one catch for 2 yards, but, I mean, there's always the possibility of no catches. So, here we go. Can I get a round of applause to my guy? Remember when I sat in this chair 2 years ago? And again, as I said it last week, I'm going to say it again. Wait, did we talk? Oh, no, we talked about this one. Crap. I can't take my victory lap again. I just remembered that last week on Friday, right? We talked about the Packers-Commanders game. So I can't take my victory lap again on Tucker Kraft, unfortunately.
Yeah, you already took that one, buddy.
Yeah. Not great. How about the Giants, though?
You mean they performed like I told you they were going to perform?
Well, I also picked the Giants, so let's get that straight. But like 450 yards passing for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he looked good.
Guy was looking like Prime Wilson out there. Yeah, it's crazy how they lost this game, though. But thank God for Brandon Aubrey, the savior of the Cowboys.
A kicker. Who would have thunk it?
A kicker. A guy who always gets the position that always gets
the blame
pushed aside, basically, and is now the savior of the Cowboys. That's just lovely. But yeah, I mean, the Giants, are the Giants back or...
Remember what? When Skip Bayless said that if he owned an NFL team, he'd draft a kicker because they decide too many games in close moments?
Oh, in the Skip first Bayless. Round. Wait, did you say Steven or Skip?
Skip Bayless said he'd draft a kicker in the first round if he owned a
team. I mean, that's just like crazy Skip Bayless. But he is very pro to Brandon Aubrey being the best kicker to ever live, so... That's always fun when he goes on that on those stairs. I know, even if I'm not watching a Cowboys game, I always know when it's a Brandon Aubrey field goal because I just like check Twitter and it's like the first thing that I see. Brandon Aubrey, best kicker ever! With like all caps. And it's just like, I'm never sure when he's actually tweeting or he's just like having a heart attack while he's dropping the tweet and it's just like Elon the caps lock just goes off. Oh, God. But Skip always has the best takes in everything, so
he does. Thank you.
Except the LeBron debate.
True.
That is cannot true. Understand
we are,
how
we
people
are, we are LeBron stans here.
We are LeBron stans. Yeah. Yep. Always LeBron. He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
So you said let's talk about Caleb later.
Sure. Well, you want to talk about how bad Caleb is?
Talk about how bad Caleb is.
He got blown out by the Lions. The Lions who we weren't sure about going into this game. You remember that? Speaking of which, whose side was the Bears side on? Exactly. I'm curious.
I think I picked the Bears, yes.
Yeah. Okay, just making
sure. That is correct.
So like, let's be real. When your defense gives up 52 points, there's nothing you could do. That said...
I was just going to say that damn Caleb, why can't he play defense, man? Jesus Christ.
The offense at times looked anemic. Roma Duse looked like the best wide receiver on the Bears.
The best wide receiver on the Bears.
Oh, that's a spicy hot take. You think he's better than DJ Moore?
I think they think he's better than DJ Moore. I can tell you very quickly why I'm saying that. Because if you look at the advanced analytics, at least for this week. The
advanced analytics. Go.
Oh, the advanced analytics. I'm trying to find where I had the notes. Where's Rome? Where's my Rome notes? I had my Rome notes. Oh my god. Where we were comparing him to the DJ Moore.
You were comparing him to the DJ Moore.
Yes. In terms of like his first read looks, his targets, where is
probably
it?
Probably wasn't close considering Rome had 2 touchdowns.
Oh yeah, but he also led them in everything, so yes, exactly. Rome Odunze, his target shares through 2 games, 26.5, 33.3, DJ Moore, 14.7, 18.2. So, I mean, they're telling you he's their wide receiver one. They want him as their alpha wide receiver, and he's being the alpha wide receiver. And he just might be the best wide receiver they have at this point.
Second best, third best.
Wide receiver?
Yeah.
Who's their two better wide receivers than him?
DJ Moore and Luther Burden.
Oh, buddy. I think you're not in the right there. Dude has like 59% air yard share. It's just like, dude is absolutely going off. And it's just going to be, the thing is, their defense is so bad that they're going to be involved in.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they allowed 52 points to the Bears. And they allowed a guy that actually looked very bad versus the Falcons to look like Tom Brady for a quarter. So I think it's fair to say that the Bears' defense might be bad. Whenever you allow 50 points, I kind of think it's fair to call them bad. But this is not excusing Caleb, by the way. I'm just saying that their defense is actually bad, which, for all accounts, it looks like it's bad. So for how bad their defense is, for how much they're going to have to throw the football, I think Rome Odunze is going to have an absolute excellent year. He has the connection with Caleb. You always see that. When the rookies come out with guys from their draft class, you always see that sort of connection. And I think that's just what you're seeing right now. It's just Caleb going with his guy at this point. And his guy is Rome Odunze. It's not DJ Moore. DJ Moore is the second wide receiver. And I wouldn't be shocked if DJ Moore is a guy that maybe leaves the Bears next year for Luther Burden to take the next step up.
Actual best wide receiver on the Bears next year?
Nope. It's still Rome Odunze, buddy. I just had someone in Dynasty be like, I can't trade you Rishi Rice unless you send me Rome Odunze plus. And I'm like, that trade should probably be the other way around. I'm not going to give you the current wide receiver. Let me double check. He's currently the wide receiver. It's hard to actually get to there from this page. I see. He is currently wide receiver in PPR performance, that is. He is currently wide receiver 4. So yeah, sure. I'm gonna send you the Bears wide receiver 1, or are going to need to throw a ton for a guy that is actually suspended for 4 more games. So that's fun.
People in Dynasty are crazy sometimes.
They are, in fact. And they're like, yeah, but like Rishi Rice, I rate him as a top 14 wide receiver. And I'm like, yeah, but Rome Odunze, I think it's fair to say that he's probably like, what, top 10 wide receiver at this point in Dynasty?
Maybe. I can see it. I don't know. Dynasty's always so fickle, though. It depends. If you're going for upside, yeah. Like, if you're one of the upside stands, absolutely. But I guess I'm more of a person who I like to see consistent performance. Like, let's see how a year plays out. And then I'm not saying he's not doing good, he's not on track, but I do think, like, there is a bit brake pumping we need to do. Like,
our friends at Keep Trade Cut have him as wide receiver 16.
Okay. He will be top 10 by the end of this year.
Well, let's play this. We haven't played this in a while. This or that for Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze or Garrett Wilson?
Oh, God. Gun to my head, I think I would take Roma Dunze.
Right. Roma Dunze or Marv?
That's Roma Dunze.
Roma Dunze at Tyroa McMillan.
That might be Roma Dunze.
Right, so all of those guys actually ahead of Rome. So we're already placing him at wide receiver 13. Roma Dunze or Ladd McConkey?
Ladd.
Okay. Roma Dunze or Emeka Egbuka?
Emeka Egbuka, it's not, and that one's not even close.
You know, Emeka, I actually didn't know. It's nice to be right. Unfortunately, I couldn't get him anywhere because people kept sniping me. But it's nice to be right. Emeka right now.
I'm pretty sure I sniped
in other leagues. Yeah, at least twice. But there were more cases. But he is currently wide receiver 11 on Keep Trade Cut. So
I believe that.
Roma Dunze or Nico Collins?
Nico.
Okay, Roma or Jackson Smith and Jigba?
JSN.
Okay, Rome or Brian Thomas Jr.?
I might come out with a spicy one.
Oh, I think I'm on board with you if you say what you think, what I think you're saying.
I think it might be Rome in this case.
It's the downfall of the Brian. I'm afraid, fellas. He's showing his true colors. He's making business decisions in the field. He has like 2 catches on 7 targets. He's making drops now. It's coming to fruition. But with that ranking, we're basically putting him at wide receiver 12. Which again, wide receiver 1.
And yeah, you're not wrong. You are not wrong about this.
It's the age of the Rome. All right. I like him. I like him. I think he's fun. I think he's going to be a fun guy. That just means that for redrafts, actually, I might just have AJ Brown as my like wide receiver 4 in the Money League redraft league we sometimes talk about. That's fun. All right. Any other game that you feel like you want to talk about? Obviously, there's one for me when we get there. But is there any game that jumped to mind that you had a solid take on? How about Mac Jones, maybe?
I'm still rolling. Did I tell you?
Hey, didn't I tell you as well? It's backup QB that I like, coach that I like. Let's go with the minus 4.5. Ding, ding, ding. That's a winner. We're both on that one.
You couldn't get on board with the sacrificing, but that's okay. That's okay.
Well, they won by 5 versus the Saints. Again, I think sacrificing is a thing of the past for the Niners. It's more like we win by small margins. So... There's not really a lot of sacrificing going on, especially with the weapons that they have. But like 279 yards, 3 touchdowns. Mac Jones was dealing, baby.
What about being wrong about them their Chiefs?
Well, was I wrong about the Chiefs though?
Yes. Yes, you
They played a close game with Super Bowl champs. They had a chance to win it in the end.
But they're
super.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, they won the Super Bowl. Like, factually, they are the Super Bowl champs. And Eagles,
I wasn't sure you were aware of giving the Philadelphia Eagles credit. So this is news to me.
No, if they factually won something, I kind of need to give them the credit. But Eagles were mostly at full health. I think they were only missing on offense. They were missing Dallas Goedert. The Chiefs, I mean, the Chiefs were just a wreck. Like, no Rashee Rice, no Xavier Worthy, nothing like that. Things are looking rough in that offense, and they still managed to get that as a close game. Again, the Eagles scored 20 points. How many yards without looking do you think Jalen Hurts had?
Remember you called this a trap game? You called this a trap game.
I mean, they were up for a good part of it, weren't they?
Without looking, I would have... I know it was in the hundreds. 116?
Yards?
Yes.
Damn, you were actually right on the mark. Like, total yardage was 116. He had 101 yards passing. But 116 total yards. And they scored 20 points. So, I mean, I can't really sit here and tell you that this is a Jalen Hurts masterclass in passing. But damn it, it's good to have Saquon Barkley, I guess.
Sure. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Good to have Saquon Barkley if you're...
Next time I think about drafting an Eagles receiver or pass catcher, just throw me off a building or something like that. Because it's absolutely infuriating to watch the Eagles right now.
You know, Alex, I have a feeling that a high-profile rookie wide receiver in this upcoming class is going to be an Eagles wide receiver. We'll see.
Oh. Well, they're going to ruin him. The Eagles are the Bears for wide receivers.
The Bears for wide receivers.
It's just where wide receivers go to die at this point. With this, like, you can't seriously have any of the pass-catching players for the Eagles to be, like, to expect any sort of thing from them. This is absolutely atrocious offense. Like, Jalen Hurts, kudos, you're winning. You have 253 yards passing. I'm talking about fantasy here. You have 253 yards 253 yards passing in two games. Like, what can I do with their players? Like, it's better to grab a Troy Franklin off the waivers than keep playing AJ Brown at this point. I'm at that point, for me, it's just like, what can I do? I can't start a guy that is going to get, like, eight two targets, catches. But all of them, yeah, but it gets, like, two catches because... All of the targets are crazy plays by Jalen Hurts, and some of them, and most of them, are like short yardage stuff. So, great stuff. All right. So, but hey, at least they're winning, right?
At least they're winning, yeah. Are you going to give the Eagles the credit? Are they the best team in the NFC? Go ahead. Say it. Just say it, man. Say they're the best team in the NFC.
I'm not going to say that the best team in the NFC. As a QB that has passed for 250 yards in two games, I have a team that is actually the best in the NFC, and their QB has maybe three times that amount of yards passing. So, what do you want me to tell you? Like, Jordan Love actually had more yards passing versus the Commanders than Jalen Hurts had in two games combined. Actually, let me go back on that one. Here's a list of QBs that had more yards passing this week than Jalen Hurts had in two games. Jordan Love, Jake Browning, Sam Darnold,
okay.
Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson damn near doubled the amount of yards that Jalen Hurts has in like 2 weeks. Jared Goff, Mac Jones, Bryce Young, who else? Justin Herbert, and I'm only counting some of them. There still might be more. Let me double check. So no, none there. None there. Let me see with the Colts. I believe here there were some. Yeah, Daniel Jones. Not Kyler. I believe Stafford, if I'm not mistaken, also had. Stafford also had more. Actually, Cam Ward had more yards than Jalen Hurts had this past game. And then the Jets. I was looking at the Jets game taking something. Tua had also more passing yards than Jalen Hurts has in two games. So yeah, that's like what? Half of the NFL had more yards passing than Jalen Hurts had this game, that this week, than Jalen Hurts had in the past two games. That's fun. But hey, apparently they're winning good at this point. I can't be the one to criticize them winning. So perfect. So
now you're seeing it. Now you're getting it.
So yeah, I'm sure this helps in the playoffs. It's not going to be an issue at all when your QB can throw for over 200 yards.
It wasn't last year.
But last year was actually throwing for over 100 yards per game. Currently, I know it's worth very little. But currently, he is on pace to throw for, let me double check that real quick, but he's on pace to throw for a good amount of, let me pull up my little calculator here. So he's on pace to throw for 2,000 yards. And he's on pace to have no touchdowns and no interceptions.
Yeah. As he should.
Great. Like, if this is not a game manager, I'm not sure what is.
Calling him a game manager now?
This is the version of Alex Smith that actually runs.
You calling him Alex Smith now?
That runs.
That runs.
I feel like that's a good distinction. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? Like, Do you think this is feasible? Like the guy is averaging 125 yards passing per game. If you think this is good for an NFL team, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. Like 125 yards passing is absolutely insane in today's day and age. But hey, it's the Eagles. We'll give them a pass. The offense is looking nice. Again, thank God for Saquon Barkley. If Saquon gets hurt, I don't know what happens to the Eagles at this point.
You don't know what happens to the Eagles at this point.
They're so reliant on him. This is insane.
They'll be fine, Alex.
Sure. Passing like for 100 yards a game, that's going to be fine. Oh, buddy. Okay, but they won. Yay. Take your victory lap while you can.
Yep, victory lap. You called it a trap game, Alex. You called it a trap game. Okay?
Yep.
You called it a trap game. And you
I
were
was.
Wrong. You were. I give you kudos. You trusted your instinct. This, you made the right decision. But it was not a trap game.
You're right. They had one too many injuries for this to be a trap game. If they had one more piece available, this probably is a trap game. But they hadn't, so. As a coach would say here, if my grandma had wheels, she would be a Mack truck.
Just think.
So
you just gotta get on board. It's okay. You can get on board with the Eagles at any time. You know what? The gate's open. You can just walk right in, buddy. You just say. Say that you accept the Eagles in your heart and you want to be part of the fandom. It's okay. You can thrive with me. You can thrive.
I always like when my starting QB passes for less than 150 yards per game. It's always fun. Those are the teams that I like cheering. It's just like, bore me to death, sort of football. That's like, who doesn't love that? Truly. Speaking of boring to death football, can we finally admit that maybe CJ Stroud isn't good?
Yeah, CJ Stroud on the struggle bus right now.
CJ Stroud looks like a deer in headlights every time he takes a snap. Their offensive coordinator is also a nice guy. He seems to like running the football on first down every single time, basically taking a whole down away from the team and making them like second and long every single time because like the runs go nowhere. Everyone knows that if there's a bet that you can, if you can take this bet anywhere, take it every single game and you're probably going to be rich very soon. First play of the Texans to be a run. I don't think it's possible. It's actually impossible for this not to be accurate. So just every single time that the Texans play, you go out there and you say first play of the Texans to be either an incomplete pass, because if they pass it on first down, like it goes against every single thing that they ever believe in. So it's going to be an incomplete pass or a run. You're right every single time. Heck, you can take that every single drive, actually. Like every single drive, first play of the drive, rush play. You're going to be rich very soon.
I was going to say, how quickly are you going to be a millionaire?
I mean, in a game. How many drives did they have? It's like, if you double your money every single time, which at some point you're probably not going to double it, but I feel like you're going to be rich very soon if you do that. So. But yeah, they're in the struggle bus. Okay, I was reading.
Okay, then, just out of curiosity. Because again, it's not like he's throwing away games. He's throwing a bunch of interceptions. Could it be a schematics thing? Could it be a predictability thing?
I think it's an everything thing.
An everything thing.
I think he is not as good as anticipated from his first year in the NFL. And I think it's starting to show that he's not that level of a player. And it's just like, it is what it is. Like, the OC, I don't think is good, but they're not looking all that eager about firing him. Their coach, I mean, they were questioning on the commentary team that it's like, okay, they gave you all of this control. They gave you all of these years. It's now your third year with Stroud. The team is like, you got some wins, but you're not doing much. Like, it's time to actually take the next step. And they seem unable to do such thing. So I don't know where this is going, but I don't see this going in a nice way. Like, they just lost this game. Your defense looked like a piece of paper. I mean, Stroud scores a touchdown. Or better yet, Nick Chubb scores a touchdown, because there's no way Stroud would do anything that drive. With like 2 minutes left on the clock, and like the Bucks get the ball, and it's just like, okay, 12-yard catch, no biggie. After that, like 4th and 10, Baker Mayfield runs for 15 yards, doesn't give a fuck. After that, Kate Otten, 8-yard catch. After that, Bucky Irvin, 22-yard catch. Then you have a 5-yard catch by Bucky Irving, then an 11-yard catch by Mike Evans, and then you eventually score the touchdown. It's just like, it's that simple. They just drive down their defense. Like, it's nothing. Like, it's a piece of butter. It's crazy.
Piece of butter?
Yeah, like, they were in a hot knife through a piece of butter.
You just described the Bengals-Rams Super Bowl to me.
Well, yeah, but drive. It's like...
On that last drive. Yeah.
At least you guys have an actual QB that is good.
Wow.
I think it's looking very likely that CJ Stroud is who we actually thought he was. But hey, at least the CJ Stroud backers managed to get him for a year. To just run their mouth for a year. So
do you know
that's
what? He's still the best quarterback in his draft class, buddy.
I don't know about that.
In our hearts.
Well, maybe in the hearts, but Bryce Young is actually like, he's dealing now.
Oh my God. Let it die.
The dude had 328 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception.
The dude can barely string 3 games together.
Yeah, he nearly beat the Cardinals. What are we doing?
Man.
I think the real problem is that they still have Xavier Legette on the roster. Like, Legette being out is actually the best thing that could ever happen to them, if it's true. I'm not sure if you've seen the Xavier Legette box score. That is. Okay, so he had 8 targets. You know what he did with those 8 targets?
2 receptions?
No. He had 1 reception. You know how many yards he got?
8.
-2. Everyone is like, stop using Xavier Legette. For the love of Christ, stop using Xavier Legette. It's just...
Are you sure the Panthers aren't actually where wide receivers go to die?
No, because Tet's actually performing quite well. So, I guess that trend is sort of died down. I think their issue is whenever they draft wide receivers from... If I'm not mistaken, where is he from? But he is from South Carolina.
Yeah, that's why he has the funny accent.
Yeah, he's from South Carolina. I thought he was from the same university as
LSU?
No, not LSU. As the guy from that they drafted before, Jonathan Mingo. But no, Jonathan Mingo was Ole Miss, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I just said that Xavier Legette is Jonathan Mingo from South Carolina. Yeah, they just draft like back-to-back Terrence Marshall Jr., Jonathan Mingo, Xavier Legette, all the same guy from different colleges. It's just like, if you give them every single target available in your offense at college, he's actually, if you close an eye, he actually looks kind of halfway decent. But if you watch them closely, they're just like absolutely terrible whenever they need to be an alpha or anything close to that. So yeah. It's just lovely. They wasted another pick on a Terrence Marshall Jr. 3.0, as I said, when they drafted them. So that's always fun.
They're drafting these wide receivers in the second round and late first, too.
Yeah.
They're funny,
like,
high-leverage picks. High yeah. leverage picks.
Hey, but then the Cowboys come in and they throw them, like, similar enough picks to what they used to draft us guys. So that's always good.
Just rely on the Cowboys.
Save your ass. Yeah, but like, if they had more Ted McMillans and less Xavier Legettes, they probably get way more wins. But hey, maybe he's hurt for good now. Jalen Coker is also going to be back at some point.
He looked good in the preseason.
Yeah. I think Jalen Coker is easily their best wide receiver too. So. Whenever he's back, that probably just throws Xavier Legette down a building somewhere. All right. I think the Panthers are gonna be sneaky interesting this year.
God. Listen, stop with the Panthers hoping and just let it die. It's okay.
Brother, their next games. Versus the Falcons.
Okay,
versus the Patriots.
Falcons. Okay, I'm have the Patriots.
Versus the Dolphins.
Okay, that gives me some pause.
Versus the Cowboys.
They're going to lose.
Versus the Jets.
They're going to lose.
They're not going to lose to the fucking Jets, buddy. Like, I think there's a very real chance that they go above 500 in those five games.
Well, then I know where my free money line is. That's okay.
I mean, I'm just telling you, like, the Patriots' defense looks beatable. Their offense is kind of weird. The Dolphins, again, they keep looking like one of the worst teams in the league. So I think they're beatable. The Cowboys, they just allowed 450 yards to QB that we thought was washed. So I think they have at least a chance. And the Jets, well, I guess we'll talk about the Jets. How good was that 1 week of opium to Jets fans?
Maybe more than 1 week.
Oh, no. It was a very much well, 1 week. They were leading a lot of teams in the Moral Victory League. They play a different league. It's not actually the NFL. It's the MFL. It's the Moral Football League. That's the one that they play in. And they were 1-0 in that league. Because it doesn't go by actual scores in the NFL. It goes by vibes. And the vibes were high with the Jets. Like, they lost, but they were looking... Ah! Justin Fields was looking nice. He was throwing balls. He had an actual great passing game. Never mind the fact that he had, like, 200 yards passing. But that's besides the point. They were dealing. They scored over 30 points. They lost. Doesn't matter.
They lost. Doesn't matter.
I mean, for them, it's like it's same old, same old. But at least the vibes were there. And they were like, okay, we sometimes have a chance versus the Bills. Historically, as I said in the show, they historically tend to keep the games close enough with the Bills and give them trouble.
That work.
Okay. Historically, things sort of work okay with them. We might have a chance here. And then Justin Fields. Oh, buddy, you know how much I love Justin Fields. Justin Fields just goes out there.
You bet on him!
I mean, I'm just saying, you know how much I like when he goes out there and he just proves me right. Oh, it feels so good. When I go in there... How was I wrong on Justin Fields?
You put your little stamp of approval on the Jets this week.
No. I picked them because historically they usually keep games close with the Bills. And I said, I think Justin Fields is going to screw me here. But hey, I'm hoping that it's just one of those games in which all the fans get their hopes up. Just to all come swindle down in the last, I don't know, 2 minutes of the game when you put the ball in his hands and he just, like, fumbles.
I think you have a problem.
No, but turns out we actually got that last part of Justin Fields for the whole game. So we have butter hands Justin Fields. We have stupid turnovers Justin Fields. We have Justin Fields in the pocket that couldn't even, like, understand where the play was going. We got happy feet Justin Fields. We were... doing it, man. We had all the hits.
He had the full array of emotions, yeah.
Oh my god, it felt so good. And then he got concussed. That's not good, obviously. He got concussed.
I was actually kind of concerned that you were about to
end. No. We can't go there.
You're not that level of Justin Fields hater. One step above. One step above.
It's just like... screw this guy because your fan base is annoying as crap. Like, if he didn't have an actual, like, strong fan base and, like, people just let this one die, I would be okay with him. He seems like a likable guy. But the thing is, as soon as he throws a decent... Yeah, that's why I need to keep going in on him. You are part of the reason why I need to keep going in on him. And it's just like, the first... time that he throws a pass that looks halfway decent, every single one of the Justin Fields fan group goes in there and it goes into their Reddit, their version of the GQ Buzz Reddit of Justin Fields, and they just go in there and it's like, this is the best QB that ever lived. He just needs a chance. Year 5 is the year that he's going to turn this one around. Oh, my God. You see the pass that he's doing? He was just ruined by the Bears. And then by the Steelers. Yeah, I mean, not this game. To do that 3 completions for 27 yards. Great. I'm sure the fans were happy on this one. They should be just like typing on their stupid ass keyboards. They're just in field keyboards. And they'd be like, oh my God, he's being screwed by the Jets now.
How can he only throw for Justin Fields keyboard? Hold on.
I'm sure that the fan club has that merchandise on stock right now because
Fields keyboard. Let's see.
I mean, after week 1, they loaded up on the merch heavy. Eventually, it's going to be one of those things. You know, when the Super Bowl team, when the Super Bowl comes and they make shirts for both teams, and the team that loses, like, they just ship all of that merch away to, like, someplace in Africa.
God, it exists!
See, I'm telling you, like, in about, I don't know, 6 months.
I am about to send you something.
I'm telling you, like, the fan club is crazy. And it's just like, the moment that this goes back, they are just going to do what the NFL does with the Super Bowl shirts of the teams that lost the Super Bowl. They're going to pack all of that up in a contender. And they're going to ship that away to Africa somewhere. To the underprivileged kids. So there you go.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Oh my God. It's actually Justin Fields' keyboard. Oh my God, it's an offensive, officially licensed Steelers product.
Yep, they still sell it.
Oh my God, this is actually embarrassing. Oh my God,
that
like
is now,
and it's
that,
and it's
I now know
stock.
What I'm getting Alex for Christmas.
And it's now out of stock. Like, people actually bought this thing. Oh my God, like the fandom. You see, this is why I need to keep getting in on it. Like, if I don't, eventually people will just, like, think it's acceptable to be part of this cult. It's an actual cult at this point. It's a cult. It has to be addressed as such. No, it's this is actually, like, it's an actual cult. I'm worried about the people that are entering this cult, that are buying this merchandise. They are trying to be initiated into this group. Because this is actually dangerous. This is brainwashing of minds of the young people in this world. Youth is lost when you have people buying Justin Fields keyboard. Like, imagine buying your team's backup QB keyboard. How insane is one to do such thing? Do you have your Jake Browning keyboard?
I do not have my Jake Browning keyboard.
You should. Apparently that's the trend now. So. Okay. But again, at least Jets fans' hopes and dreams are in the gutter. They actually have a defensive guy. So they could at least keep game close that time. But now they have nothing. They have no QB, they have no coach, they have absolutely nothing. Like, if I'm not mistaken, let me double check that so I don't say anything crazy. Yeah, exactly. So they actually, the thing with the Jets is just, this is the gift that keeps on giving. So after the Niners lost a few defensive coordinators, they went out and they acquired in 2023. So if I'm not mistaken, this is the year after they, let me double check. I think that's the year after they lost Robert Saleh. They went in and they acquired Steven Wilks, the defensive coordinator. And if you look back at 2023, that's actually one of the only seasons in which the San Francisco 49ers had an absolute shit defense. After that, you know who's now the Jets' defensive coordinator?
It's not Robert Saleh.
No, it's Steven Wilks. It's the only guy that managed to have a bad defense with the 49ers.
That's concerning.
Yeah, that's the guy that lasted a season with the Niners.
Singular season.
So that's fun. They just keep it. It's the gift that keeps on giving. But hey, that's
Justin Fields' keyboard today.
Oh my god! Like, I don't know. I don't even know what that's for. Like, if I type a key, I'm afraid it's gonna fumble. Like, the key is just gonna fall to the ground.
The keys actually like represent a different letter than what they say on the keyboard.
Oh yeah. Like, it's actually insane.
Yep.
I can't even type anything on this keyboard. Like, what is this? I can't even read things on this keyboard. Who drew this? Who had this crazy idea that people would want to have, like, a just... And apparently people do, by the way, that it's this is, like, out of stock.
You got to get now. You got to get now. You got to get the Justin Fields keyboard now, Alex.
You know, or alternatively, when I go to New York in the end of October, when the Justin Fields hype has calmed down, I'm probably going to be able to get this by like $1 at a Dollar Tree store.
Would you buy a Justin Fields keyboard?
Oh, for a dollar? I for sure would. Like, because it's the most overhyped keyboard ever. And it's always going to be next year's best keyboard. Never this year's best keyboard, but next year's best keyboard. So I just have a thing that it's always going to be great. Just not the year that I need them to be.
I think the keyboard will be fine.
I don't know about that. Like, I'm afraid that, like, when we're recording the show and it's like the last part and I need to type something out, it's just going to shut off. Because it's actually impossible for it to functioning in necessary situations. So
I hope you know if this is still a thing when I get my bonus, I may actually purchase this thing.
No. Like, I'm still waiting on the trophy. Let's figure that one out first.
What if instead of the trophy I sent you that?
I might actually go to Cleveland instead of New York and just like beat your ass with the keyboard. At least it serves me as something.
Enjoy the Justin Fields keyboard, buddy.
Because the thing is, if you do that, then I have to pay $100 to clear it off customs, and I won't know it's in there until it gets home. So yeah, that's fun.
Honestly, I would honestly pay good money to get a video of your reaction in real time.
Imagine after all of that, I just have to pay a lot of money to get a keyboard from Justin fucking Fields. It's just lovely. Okay.
There's one thing I want to talk about before we get to. I know we're approaching the end. We need to.
Yes, we spent a lot of time on this one, but yeah, for sure, go for it.
The rookie running backs look bad right now.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how you're feeling about Omario Hampton.
It's not feeling good. I'm gonna tell you that Ashton Gentry is performing like the third best running back in the class, but. Every running back is also performing like the third best running back in the class.
I'm sorry.
In Caleb's case, he's performing like the undrafted rookie of the class, but...
No, he's just performing like a moron at this point. I think it's fair to say that.
Yeah.
Like, not actually knowing the rules of the NFL, it might be a serious case of you're fucking dumb. Hey... Do you know who has more yards rushing out of every NFL rookie running back drafted in the first, three rounds?
I think it might actually be Quinshon Judkins.
Surely no. Wait, how many yards did he have this week?
He had like 80.
No, he had 61. No, no, no.
Okay, I thought he had like 80 because I was about to say that might actually be more than Janti.
No, no. Janti has 81. He's leading it. So, hey.
He's leading it with 81?
Through two games, yeah.
Oh my god, that's really sad.
Maybe I'm missing someone. Rookie running backs for the Dylan 2025. Samson? No, Dylan Samson wasn't even involved. He had like 6 yards this week, so. And he has only 35. So the rookies this year, it's Janti, Trevion Anderson wasn't even involved. Let me check RJ Harvey. Just to eliminate a few, but I don't think RJ Harvey had that many. I think he had a big run, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was him that I saw on the big run, but I don't think that's enough to be in there. So it was actually not even him. It was Dobbins, if I'm not mistaken.
But
he had 78, RJ Harvey. So.
This is one of the best running back classes ever touted. I hope you know that.
Cam Riscadabu, also no.
He had like 2 yards 1 week. There's no like
maybe Bill. Bill is the name. No, no, it's actually not possible to be Bill.
Total yards, it might actually be Dylan Sampson. I hope you know that.
Oh, total yards, sure. I'm saying rushing yards. But no, actually it's Jacory Kroski Merritt.
What?
Yep. He has 99. So, Jacory Kroski Merritt, running back 1 of the highly touted 2024 or 2025 draft class. I hope you enjoy it. Oh, buddy. Jacory Kroski Merritt. Everyone's fantasy darling. Wait, let me actually check Jacory Kroski Merritt, where this guy is in the... Oh my god, he's running back 22 in Keep Trade Guide. People are so fucking stupid, man. Are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm just in shock.
Okay, you're just in shock.
It's been catastrophic. Like,
I think it reflects that this is catastrophic by the fact that a guy that was drafted in the, I think it was 7th round, Jacory Kroski Merritt, 7th round, yeah, 7th round draft pick, is currently running back 22 on Keep Trade Cut in Dynasty. I think people are actually, like, stupid at times. They get caught on this crazy-ass fantasy that this guy out of nowhere is going to be something and will retain some long-term value. Like, everyone should be selling this motherfucker. Like, we've seen this before with guys with higher draft capital. And they just get replaced next year because, like, they mean nothing to the team.
Yeah.
So we've seen this with Damian Pierce. We've seen this with guys like Michael Carter, for example. We've seen this all the time. And it's just like people just don't learn. Like, Jacory Kroski Merritt is going to be the starter next week. Austin Ekeler is on IR. Like, Chris Rodriguez is the next guy up. He's going to have 80 to 100 yards. So, like, it's just a given. It's running back. You just grab that fucker and you trade him the next week. It's insane. Like, he's running back 22 and he's only been declared as a starter because, like, the starter actually got hurt. So when he actually has a good game, because he hasn't had a good game, or like, a surprising game, when he actually has a good game, he's gonna jump up to the high 20s, low teens. That's Quinshon Judkins territory. Fucking grab this guy and trade him for Quinshon Judkins.
Oh, that's one hell of a suggestion from you.
It's just like, grab him, head in a second, probably, and you get Quinshon Judkins. Like, the guy's not going to get in trouble with the NFL. There's no video. Everything is fine. He plays for the fucking Browns. They couldn't care less if the guy... They couldn't care less if this guy beats a woman or kills a baby. What do you think? This is the fucking Browns, babe. It's just like... They couldn't care less. They've shown you by their actions. He's going to be with the team for a while. The NFL couldn't care less because there's no video of this guy. So... You just grab a guy drafted in the seventh round that is going to become a backup next year. Question Jenkins. Simple as.
Don't you have Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt?
I don't think I have Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt anywhere.
Really? That's actually kind of surprising.
I don't have a crystal ball at this point. If we all draft super early, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if Ja'Cory was even undrafted. No, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Austin managed to draft him. Because I was looking at waivers at the time that he was getting some buzz. And I think it was on some roster. I want to say it was Austin very late in the fourth or early in the fourth.
You want to hear some depression?
Well,
I'm in a... a league with a bunch of people who casually play fantasy football, but they wanted to do a dynasty league, okay? So the rookie draft is stupid late, like post-preseason stupid late, or just about post-preseason stupid late. Would you like to know where Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt went?
Purely rookie?
Purely rookie.
I mean, did it win it late first?
Exactly where he went. Because I know this for a fact. He went before Caleb Johnson.
At this point, it looks like the correct play.
I was about to say, yeah, it does look like the correct move. I'm not going to lie.
That kind of looks like a freaking genius at this point.
Draft results.
In our league, Ja'Cory, just so you know.
Kroski-Merritt went 1-11.
See, late first. Simple as. You know where you went in our league? Which is, again, 16-team league and plus an extra second-round pick attributed to a guy. He went 4.10.
4.10.
For Zig.
Wow. And now that motherfucker just refused to die! Never die!
It's like my belief in the Panthers.
They won't die. This roster is just doomed to be like in the middle for the rest of the eternity.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I would think it's fair to say that he might not be kicking all that much because he not only is starting Malik Washington, he's also starting the likes of Joshua Palmer and Keenan Allen and Kenneth Gainwell, who might just be the starting running back with the lowest rush share in the entirety history of the league. Because this guy is a starting running back. He's still the starter in the depth chart. Then at five rushing attempts, starting running back, five rush attempts. That's insane. So... I was not entirely sure.
Why are you giving this guy touches over Caleb Johnson? But honestly, I see it now.
They should. Everyone should get touches over Caleb Johnson.
Yeah, they made the right decision.
Jesus Christ, man. This draft class is looking very good.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I have flashbacks to Jahmyr Gibbs. I remember when I talked to you about a potential trade for Jahmyr Gibbs, where the owner was okay because Jahmyr Gibbs started off rocky. Like, David Montgomery was leading the touches. Jahmyr wasn't really doing anything. Yep. And I remember getting an offer that I talked to you about of a first plus a wide receiver or something like that or for Jahmyr Gibbs. And I was like, I think that's a bit too much because I still have concerns. Again, lesson for the future. Don't have concerns about those types of guys. If you see a deal like that, just pull the trigger, like I should have done. And I'm kicking it myself.
I don't remember that conversation. What do you remember what I said?
Oh my god, I need to look back because again, this was a few years back. But I think maybe I can get it fairly quickly. By searching for Gibbs. Gibbs. So I don't have it here. Check here.
Because I do remember you giving up on Swift.
Yeah, but this was... Wait, I think it's easier, because I don't remember what you said, but I think it's easier if I find the message of what the person was looking for. Fine, actually, here it is. Gibbs. Okay, let's look for Gibbs here. Because I'm looking, you want to avoid the picks altogether. Okay, now I can actually find that. So I'll see what I can find on the Gibbs, what the deal was for Gibbs at the time. So 2021.
What? That was 4 years ago? Oh my god, I'm getting old. I'm getting old, dude.
But it couldn't have been 4 years ago. No, I think this is too old because I talked with this guy through either GroupMe or Sleeper. So maybe it was on Sleeper. Let me double check that.
That's what I feel.
We are getting old. Remember when CMC was a rookie? Now he's nearly 30.
He was my first pick ever.
See? Remember when Corey Davis was a rookie?
I do remember the Corey Davis.
Remember John Ross, you motherfucker?
I do remember John.
That one is still the one that is more messed up than anything.
Burns in your craw, Kareem Hunt, yeah. Yeah.
Kareem Hunt, Alvin Kamara.
Just out of curiosity, granted, I've had, you know, years where I've just punted entire drafts, but who do you think has had better selections over the years, me or you?
I don't know. I think it could be fairly even. I think I drafted some guys late that eventually turned out to be pretty good, or had at least good seasons. I can remember like Gibson off the top of my head. I remember the Terry McLaurin year where people were down on him, and I managed to get him, snag him in like the late second or something like that. I think up top, you probably miss less than I do. Or in the first in general, you probably miss less than I do. I think late in the drafts, I probably have a better hit rate than you. You still manage to snag Patrick Mahomes, which is massive again, in the second or the third round. So that one was very worthy. But I think it's fairly even. It's just that we tend to do better in different rounds. One another. But I actually have the trade offer here of Gibbs. So nearly 2 years ago, I was offered. Oh my god, this hurts so much to look. I was offered Jahmyr Gibbs for a 2020, I think I want to say it's 2024 first, and Kyle Pitts.
Oh my god!
I actually want to cry at this point. I don't remember what we said about the deal.
Was it me?
No, I know I discussed this with you. And I remember we were fairly on board that, like, probably not the best deal to take.
All right, anyway, I think we should be getting to the wrap-up, buddy, and start doing our predictions.
Yeah.
You get to be wrong about the football, as is tradition.
So this one is just going to be Thursday Night Football. The rest of the picks, they're going to come in on either Friday or Saturday. I know. I'm just telling the audience. Come on now. So last week, both of us actually had very solid weeks. I went 8-8. You went 9-7. So I was at 500. You again. But hey, both with a good week. If we're both over 500, it would be a massive win for the show. I doubt that, but
that would require you to be over 500.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Shush. Okay, so you on the season, you are 16-16. On the season, I am 14-18. And for the minerals, gold pick, you went with Cincinnati, you lost. You went with Philly, you won. I was looking at last week's result. You went with Philly, you won. Week two, you went with San Francisco, you won. And then the bronze, you went with Jets, and you lost. So, and I only won my silver, my bronze pick with Cincinnati -3.5. So all of this to say that you are currently 1-1 on golds, 0-2 on silvers, 0-2 on bronzes.
That doesn't sound
and
right.
And I am what?
That doesn't sound right. I can't be 0-2 in two things if I got two last week.
Oh no, you are 2-0 on the silver. So you are 1-1 on gold, 2-0 on silvers, 0-2 on bronze.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. And I am 0-2 on gold, 0-2 on silver, 1-1 in bronze.
That's pretty sad right. Existence, buddy.
Well, it is what it is. You live and learn. Well, for Thursday night football, we have the Miami Dolphins. They're going at the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills just blew out the Jets. The Dolphins, they're, well, no, fortunately, let's put it like that. With a similar line, actually, it was 7.5, this is 10.5, so they're getting a bit more of an extra point. But it's the first game of
the Bills actually look like they are in position to sacrifice teams.
They are. But Miami's offense showed a bit more life. Their defense still looks absolutely atrocious. But the offense at least showed some life. What? This is a weird spot for me because if this game happened on a Sunday, I'm all over the Bills with like everything that Miami has shown me. Just go straight for the Bills. But it's a short week. It's still not super cold, of course. But Miami still can operate something on offense. I'm low-key thinking about going with Miami.
Oh, no.
Because... Okay. Again, I think I think they lose this game, but I think 10.5, especially the half.
Especially the half.
I feel conflicted because I really want to pick Miami, but I think I'm gonna get fucked if I pick Miami. But I really think it's the right play.
I am not influencing anything. We do not want a John Rush situation. We are a third party neutral observer.
A John Rush situation.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not influencing this decision in any way. And you cannot blame me for what you are about to say. Go on.
I'll go with Buffalo -10.5.
Perfect. I'm going with the Dolphins.
All of this to say you're going with the Dolphins.
Yeah, it was that easy, Alex. That's all you had to do.
Oh, come on now. I know how this is going to go. The courage of your convictions and whatnot. When I laid out the perfect case for Miami, like, this is going to be a close game because it's the first game of the week. It's a short week for the Bills. Bills coming off of two big wins. This is a letdown spot. Miami has improved their offense versus the Patriots. I just know what is going to happen. I'm going to be sitting here on Friday and you're going to tell me, oh, at least you don't have the courage of your convictions and that's why you're not winning. Can already listen
to you. You are damn right. That's exactly what I'm going to say.
Okay. Well... it's picked.
No takes.
So hey, that's it. That's the show. I have the courage of my convictions. Now I need the Bills to absolutely wipe the floor with the Miami Dolphins.
I'm using the courage of your convictions, not mine. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Now I just need the Bills to blow this out. All right. So I believe that's the show, right? You have anything else to add?
I have nothing else to add.
Okay. And as always, guys, just make sure to leave us, if you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, on the Spotify app, just make sure to turn on the auto downloads, leave us a positive review, subscribe to the show. And yeah, that's it. That's what really helps out the show. And we'll talk back to you guys on later this week, either Friday or Saturday. So be sure to stick around. Talk to you later.
Peace out, guys.